Now then, I'm Mike Harding, and you are very welcome indeed to my stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales for another hour and a lot of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. And let me tell you, people, it's been a very strange couple of weeks because I went over to Ireland with my grandchildren. I was there for 2 and a bit weeks, and it rained most of the time, as you would expect in the Connemara Rain Museum. And then I came back straight into the Settle Folk Gathering, which was 4 nights and 2 days of madness and wonderful music, from which I'm just recovering. Went down the post office this morning to the P.O. Box, collected 50 CDs. I've been working through them most of the day, and believe me, there is some absolutely fantastic stuff coming out at the moment, including this, Kim Loings and the Greenwood. They've got a new album out called Wild and Wicked Youth. Kim Loings sings, plays Appalachian dulcimer, and also plays the piano. Her dad plays guitar, bouzouki, and bowron. That's Andrew Loings. And Tim Rogers plays cajon, and Dave Sutherland double bass. To say there's only 4 of them is quite remarkable, the sound they make. This is an absolutely stunning version of Oyster Girl.
Basket of oysters.
What a way to start a show. Oyster Girl, Kim Loings and the Greenwood from their album Wild and Wicked Youth. Now, here's a question I'm going to quote you. How can a singer-songwriter have a voice like a broken angel's bell and write songs that could be a week or 100 years old all at once? End of quote. Well, the answer is, if you're called Alice Howe, from her album You've Been Away So Long. It's a wonderful original song, Homeland Blues.
Every night I have the strangest dream. All these ghosts are talking to me, lay down in my bed, and I can hardly sleep. These homeland blues have got a hold of me. Well, I went over to my cousin's house to see if we couldn't figure it out. He said, it's plain to see you got them homeland blues. What hope have I got if what you're saying is true? And I got them homeland blues. Don't you know I got them homeland blues? Got them homeland blues. Honey, pull over, I got them homeland blues. The sooner I book my ticket, the sooner I'll come running back to you. I ask my mother, do you know what I mean? She could hardly look up at me. Eyes to her paper, and I knew she had them too. Eyes on her coffee, and I knew she had them too. Have you ever missed something that you never even had? You're down so low and you feel so bad. That's when you know you got them homeland blues. That's when you know that you got them homeland blues. And I got them homeland blues. Try to tell you I got them homeland blues. Said I got them homeland blues. Honey, pull over, I got them homeland blues. The sooner I book my ticket, the sooner I'll come running back to you. From the night we had, sat down on the curb, nursing my homeland blues. Down on the curb, and I'm nursing my homeland blues. My American soul gets lonely sometimes. I take a walk, and it clears my mind, and I hold you tight to shake my homeland blues. Hold on tight just to shake my homeland blues. And I got them homeland blues. Don't you know I got them homeland blues? Said I got them homeland blues. Try to tell you I got them homeland blues. Where I left it, the sooner I'll come running back to you.
Blues number there. Homeland Blues, Alice Howe from the album You've Been Away So Long. Another one of the new albums that came flocking through the P.O. Box letterbox this past 3 weeks. Now, Jack Rutter, still in his mid-20s, played with Moore Moss Rutter, the Seth Lakeman Band, the Jackie Oates Band, and he's now got a new album, solo album just out. Jack grew up in the Home Valley area of West Yorkshire, a place that, as many of you know, is steeped in a wealth of traditional song and music. His new album reflects that. I'm going to play you one track from it now, which is a great version of the traditional song, Hey John Barleycorn.
John Barleycorn is a hero bold as any in the land. For ages good his fame has stood and shall forever stand. The whole wide world respects him, no matter friend or foe. And where they be that makes to free, be sure to lay them low. Hey John Barleycorn, oh John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises sung, John Barleycorn. To see him in his pride of growth, his robes are rich and green. His head is speared with goodly beard, fit nigh to serve the queen. And when the harvest time comes around and John is stricken down, he'll use his blood for England's good and Englishmen's renown. Hey John Barleycorn, oh John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises sung, John Barleycorn. The lord in courtly castle, the squire in stately home, the great of name, of birth and fame, to John Forsooker come. He bids the troubled heart rejoice, gives warmth to nature's cold, makes weak men strong and old men young and all men brave and bold. Hey John Barleycorn, oh John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises sung, John Barleycorn. Then shout for great John Barleycorn, don't heed the luscious vine. I have no mind, much charm to find in a potent draught of wine. Give me my native nut brown ale, all other drinks I'll scorn, for English cheer is English beer, our own John Barleycorn. Hey John Barleycorn, oh John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises sung, John Barleycorn. Oh, John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises sung, John Barleycorn.
One of the many celebrations of the corn god, or the barley god, who gives us beer, who comes up green, goes gold, and eventually is beheaded, dragged off and ground between stones and turned into somewhat good. Hey John Barleycorn, that's from the album Hills, new solo album from Jack Rutter. Here's two of the finest musicians on the planet. Tim Eady can get a tune out of a potato, and Brendan Power doesn't just play the harmonica, he's reinvented the machine. The two of them work together beautifully, and their new album, Harmonica and Button Box, is stuffed full of great tunes, including this. Three Carrie Polkas. Roll the carpet up, shove the chairs back, and it's round the house and mind the dresser. There you go, two lads who certainly know their way round their particular instruments. Tim Eadie on Button Box, Brendan Power on harmonica, from the album Harmonica and Button Box, surprisingly enough. Three Carrie Polkas, great tunes. Now, young Georgia Lewis, I first met something like 6 years ago at Cambridge Folk Festival when she was working for Hobgoblin Music, the music store. She was selling fiddles and accordions and banjos on the site, and she gave me an EP she'd just made. I played it on the BBC programme I was working on at the time, and I've been following her career quite closely ever since. Her new album is a stunner, and from it, this is her version of the traditional song Stonecutter Boy. But just let me read you before I start playing it a note from Bert Lloyd, which is on Tinterweb. Quote, "Seemingly local to the south of England, this song, without wasting a word on description, sets us in a dreamy landscape on a golden summer evening when the quarrymen are drifting home with the powder of stone dust on their clothes. A young fellow meets a girl and both are delighted with their chance encounter." Cecil Sharp noted a version but never printed it, perhaps because, to polite people of his day, the idea of girls actually enjoying sexual intercourse was offensive. Perhaps it was too good for the working classes. End of quote. Here's Georgia Lewis.
of a brace, don't cut up, or you're returning home from work. When a pretty girl smiled in his face, he says, my dearest dear, if you'll rest a moment here, I'll tell you what I dreamed about last night. Last night, oh, I'll tell you what I dreamed about last night. 'Twas under an oak tree, they sat themselves down. That little girl, she gave a little scream. And what they did, I miss, and I'll leave you all to guess. But I swear she got the content of his dream, of his dream. Oh, I swear she got the content of his dream.
Lewis from the album The Bird Who Sings Freedom with Stonecutter Boy. Now, Matthew Byrne was quite a new voice to me, although he has been on the scene in his native Newfoundland for quite some time. I heard his new album, I've played it on this show, and I got in touch with him and asked him if he'd send me a couple of his earlier albums, which the lad subsequently did, for which many thanks, Matthew. I'm going to play you a track now from the album Ballads, which was one of the two he sent me, and this is a song called Banks of Newfoundland, which is quite different to the one I learned as a young shaver in the folk clubs, all about holy stone and sand and rubbing the decks of the ship down. This is a much more serious song indeed. Here's Matthew Byrne from his album Ballads with the Banks of Newfoundland.
And fair young maids, come on ye sports, beware. When you go steamboat sailing, no dungaree jackets wear. And always wear a life vest, or keep it close at hand. For there blows a cold northwesterly wind on the banks of Newfoundland. We had on board some passengers, big sweeties and some more. 'Twas in the year of 1906 that we did suffer sore. We pawned our clothes in Liverpool. We pawned on every hand, not thinking on the northwest meeting on the banks of Newfoundland. We had on board a fair young maid, Bridget Weldon was her name. To her I promised marriage, and upon me she declaimed. She tore her flannel petticoat, made mittens for my hands. She would not see her true love perish on the banks of Newfoundland. Last night as I lay in my bunk, I dreamed a pleasant dream, that I was back in Scotland beside a flowing stream, with the girl I love upon my knee and a bottle in my hand. But I woke up broken hearted on the banks of Newfoundland. Now we're bound for Sandy Bay, its high hills covered in snow. Our steamboat, she's one hell of a craft, it's to New York we will go. We'll scrub her up and scrub her down with holy sand, and we'll bid adieu to those virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. Yes, we'll bid adieu to those virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland.
Burn from the album Ballads with the Banks of Newfoundland. Now, Nathan Bell is a singer, songwriter, a man who's worked with people like Townes Van Zandt, Emmylou Harris, Taj Mahal, and Norman Blake, just to mention a few. He's the son of a poet himself, which is reflected to some extent, I think, in the way he writes. His literary heroes are John Steinbeck, Jack London, and Studs Terkel. And for my money, any man who quotes Studs Terkel as an inspiration can't go far wrong. If you don't know who the late Studs Terkel was, he was one of the greatest journalists that's ever walked the face of the earth. Nathan Bell from his album Love is Greater Than Fear, brackets, 48 Hours in Traitorland, with a song called The Big Old American Dream, which I would like to dedicate to Donald Trump.
Shelly was a large animal vet, weighed at least 400 pounds. Dale was a skinny patent attorney, quit to be a rodeo clown. Got run over by a bull called Twister, and the doctors were shocked to find he'd been a woman all along. Shelly didn't seem to mind. And it wasn't the life they expected to live, wasn't the end of me. They were just living out on the edge of the big old American dream. Randall was the first in his family, get him a piece of ground. Dragged a Clayton trailer to the middle of nowhere, jacked up to settle down. But the bank had strings on the money, and when everything went to hell, said you couldn't afford it anyway, boy, so it's probably just as well. And it wasn't the life he expected to live, wasn't the end of the means. He was just hanging on to the edge of the big old American dream. Everybody said Jeb looked poorly, but he never would tell them why. And he left the bullets out of the gun, cause nobody needed to die. He was saying he was sorry when he took the money he needed for medicine. Then he turned around, took the money right back, said I'll never do that again. And it wasn't the life he expected to live, wasn't the end of the means. He was just slipping off of the edge of the big old American dream. Orion's heart spoke clearly. He put down his gun and said no. And they locked him away in Leavenworth prison. They were never gonna let him go. He said, you can't cage a free soul. You can't catch the wind. But he wondered when they put him down in the hole if he'd ever be home again. And it wasn't the life he expected to live, wasn't the end of the means. He was just staring out at the edge of the big old American dream.
I love the little cameos he paints in that song. Nathan Bell from the album Love is Greater Than Fear with the big old American dream. Michelle Holding and Bonds, firm favourites of ours up here in the north of England, have got a new album called Live at the Globe. The Globe is a great folk pub in Glossop, Derbyshire. It's a two-disc CD set, and from it I've picked one of my favourite songs, Stan Rogers' wonderful song, ironic song about the collapse of the Canadian fishing industry. This is Tiny Fish for Japan.
Where Patterson's creeks, muddy waters run down, past the penny arcade of the harbour downtown. All the old turtlebacks rust in the rain, like they never will leave there again. But leave there they will, before dawn. Slip out in the darkness without word or song. For a few more years yet, they will work while they can to catch tiny fish for Japan. No white fish, a trout here, we leave them alone. The inspectors raise hell if we take any home. And what kind of fisherman can keep his catch or call what he's taken his own? But the plant works three shifts now, there's plenty of pay. We ship 17 tons of this garbage each day. If we want to eat fish, then we open a can and catch giant fish for Japan. In the North Dakota, over far too much gear, the old guys remember when the water ran clear. And the poison with names that we can't understand, and no tiny fish for Japan. So the days run together and each one's the same, and it's good that the smelt have no lovelier name. It's all just a job now, we work while we can to catch tiny fish for Japan. And we'll catch tiny fish for Japan.
Michelle Holding and Bonds with Tiny Fish for Japan from their album Live at the Globe, Disc 1. Now, ballads have been a source of inspiration for American singer-songwriter Lindsay Straw ever since she was a small child in Montana. She went to study music at Berklee College of Music in Boston, and she became passionate about the English, Scottish, Irish and American ballad tradition. From her latest album, The Fairest Flower of Womankind, this is Lindsay Shaw with a beautiful version of one of the great Muckle songs, one of the great big ballads. In fact, possibly the most well-known of all the big ballads. This is the story of a man who stole some of the king's royal deer, Geordie.
Was a battle in the north, and nobles there were many, and they have killed Sir Charlie Hay and laid the blame on Geordie. Oh, he has written a long letter and sent it to his lady. You must come up to Edinburgh town to see what news of Geordie. When first she looked letter wrong, she was both red and rosy. She had not read a word but one when she grew pale as the lily. Go fetch to me my good grey steed, my men shall all go with me, for I shall neither eat nor drink till Edinburgh town shall see me. And she has mounted her good grey steed, and they all went with her, and she did neither eat nor drink till Edinburgh town had seen her. At first appeared the fatal block, and then the axe to head him, and Geordie coming down the stairs with bars of iron upon him. Though he was chained in fetters strong of iron and steel so heavy, there's not a one in all the court was so fine a man as Geordie. Now she's down on her bended knee, I'm sure she's pale and weary. Oh, pardon, pardon, noble king, and give me back my dearie. Oh, give me back my dearie. I have borne him 7 sons, the 8th is in my body. Oh, pardon, pardon, noble king, and pity a woeful lady. Oh, pity a woeful lady. Go tell the heading man, make haste. Our king replied full loudly. Oh, noble king, take all that's mine, but give me back my Geordie. Oh, give me back my Geordie.
Flower of Womankind is the name of the album. Lindsay Straw there with her version of Geordie. While I was in Ireland with the grandchildren, we watched loads and loads of DVDs. That's what we did every night because there's no TV in the cottage. We just sit down there with a little DVD player and we take it in turns each night to choose what we want to watch. One of the choices that Toby made was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which spurred me when I came back to look out the album Oh Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, which is an album of songs of the Great American Depression. Loads and loads of great tracks on it, including this one, which is almost the title track. Tim O'Brien with his version of the classic, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
Used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. But why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done, brother. Can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done, brother. can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, he looks swell, full of that Yankee doodly dum. And half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember they called me out? It was out all the time. Why don't you remember I'm your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime? Spare a dime.
Brother, can you spare a dime? Tim O'Brien from the album Oh Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? The album cover is almost identical to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Well worth checking out. Cracking, cracking album. Talking of which, here's another track from Georgia Lewis. The Bird Who Sings Freedom is the name of the album, and this is The Trees, They Do Grow High.
All my bonny boy is young, but he's growing. shape doth lie. But he has left his wealth for me, so I'll get by and by. I'll sit on him on his death until the day I die. I'll watch your lover a child.
Wonderful stuff from the cracking new album from Georgia Lewis, The Bird Who Sings Freedom. That was The Trees, They Do Grow High. I know very little about this next lad, Robin Ellis, other than that he's a singer-songwriter from the north of England, and I do like this next track in particular from his new album, At Sunset. This is his take on things as they stand today. Lean Times.
Lean times are on their way. There'll be a lot more work, a lot less play. Gonna be here now any day. Lean times are on their way. Lean times are on their way. When men like me aren't hard to find, who've never done a day's work in our lives, we're gonna be the last ones of our kind. Ain't going to make it through no lean time. Maybe you've got a lot of things to say. You've been around the world on holiday. Your mother lived till she was old and gray. But lean times are on their way. Lean times are on their way. Maybe tomorrow, if not today. Nothing that's here is ever here to stay. Times are on their way. Lean times are on their way. And if you made it through, then what you did was right. Who's there to argue with the winners of the fight? Well, stick around punchy and you might find you ain't seen the last of lean times. Maybe we will all fly off someday, climb in our ships and sail away. Hey, hey. Try our luck on airless rocks in space, but from yourself I fear there's no escape. Lean times are on their way. Take two steps towards it, one away. Long as you're living, you never save. Lean times are on their way. Lean times are on their way. On trying to survive, keeps living all the time that he can stay alive. The time he can't stay alive, the time he dies. If he ain't died, he's gonna keep on trying. And if I have a child someday, I'm gonna say, you best not make mistakes that I have made. But the advice has always been the same, and goddamn kids don't ever change. Lean times are on their way. Take two steps forwards and you're one step away. Nothing that's here is ever here to stay. But lean times are on their way. Lean times are on their way.
Lovely stuff. I particularly like the mouth trumpet on that. A bit like old Leon Redbone. That was Robin Elliott from his album At Sunset with his own song Lean Times. In a couple of days' time, I'm going to be meeting up with Martin Simpson and having a bit of a natter with him about his work and, in particular, his new album Trails and Tribulations. And I'm going to be working that into a show. It won't be next week, probably the week after, because I'll be in Ireland and I'll be working in the little room I have there, putting together Martin's show. Meanwhile, just to give you a taste of how good the chap is, this is the only song, as far as I know, that mentions an electric car. It's Martin Simpson with Duncan and Brady.
Along come Brady in his electric car. He got a mean look right in his eyes. Gonna shoot somebody just to see him die. Been on the job too long. And oh, Duncan, he was tending a bar. Up come Brady with his shining star. Brady, he said, Duncan, boy, you under arrest. Well, now Duncan shot a hole right in Brady's chest. Been on the job too long. And oh, Brady, he's lying on that barroom floor saying, please, Mr. Duncan, don't shoot me no more. The women, they all standing around saying, look, ain't that a shame? You shot King Brady, gonna shoot him again. Been on the job too long. Oh, Brady, you know you done wrong. Busting in here with my game going on. Come knocking down my windows, smashing down my door. And now you're lying dead on the barroom floor. Been on the job too long. When the women all heard that Brady was dead, they all gone home and they re-ragged in red. Come slipping and a-sliding up and down the street in their big mother hubbards and their stocking feet. Been on the job too long. Oh, now twinkle, twinkle, little star, along come Brady in his electric car. He got a mean look right in his eyes. Gonna shoot somebody just to see him die. Been on the job too long.
Ah, yes. One of my favourite Martin Simpson songs of all time. Duncan and Brady. That's from the album Prodigal Son. And like I say, probably in 2 weeks' time, there's going to be a special feature on Martin Simpson's career and his new album Trails and Tribulations. Now, let's have another track from Matthew Byrne's album Ballads. This is his version of a song written by the late and great Keith Marsden, one of our finest singers and songwriters, and it's a song set in Leeds, so it's really quite unusual, although it's all part of the folk world, to find somebody from Newfoundland singing a song about an old man, an old eccentric, perhaps, an old character in the city of Leeds. And he sings it beautifully. Here's Matthew Byrne with Jack Ashton.
Oh, the times were hard and mean, and our youthful days were lean, in a land they said was fit for Flanders heroes. It was all a seaside show, where the poor folks couldn't go. We stood outside while others watched the pierrots. And we only had to spend what our friend Jack Clegg could lend. There was little of Lloyd George's promised glory. And each evening down the street, by the gas lamp we would meet and listen while Jack Ashton told his stories.
And we sat there and listened with our mouths open wide, though we knew in our hearts that the old devil lied. But we needed to believe in the magic he would weave, and took a glass for old time's sake the day Jack died. Now our all-wise parents said he'd a screw loose in his head, and that we were daft to listen to his lies. But we saw their daily grind and heard the magic in his mind, and we all knew who was daft and who was wise. Though he nearly broke our necks playing soccer on the rec, and his bowling with a corky could be gory. As the evening sun went down by the lamp, we'd gather round and listen while Jack Ashton told his stories. And we sat there and listened with our mouths open wide, though we knew in our hearts that the old devil lied. But we needed to believe in the magic he would weave, and took a glass for old time's sake the day Jack died. Now that Jack's been laid to rest, if there's any justice left, he'll be spinning yarns now to the Holy Ghost. And all gathered around his knee, open-mouthed as we would be, sit saints and angels, all the heavenly host. And he'll tell them how he saved old Moses from the waves, and he slew Goliath with one mighty blow, while an all-forgiving Lord listens smiling at his word, as we all did by the gas lamp long ago. And we sat there and listened with our mouths open wide, though we knew in our hearts that the old devil lied. But we needed to believe in the magic he would weave, and took a glass for old time's sake the day Jack died. Yes, we needed to believe in the magic he would weave, and took a glass for old time's sake the day Jack died.
Wonderful. The thing I love about Keith Marsden's songs is they're very often about little local, small, intimate, particular events or people, but from them goes the universal. The stories that he tells are universal stories. A beautiful version of Jack Ashton there from Matthew Byrne's album Ballads. Now, Amy Henderson saw Phil Cunningham when she was 8 years old at the local village hall and decided then and there she wanted to be an accordion player. And she did. She's a great accordion player and a fine singer too. From her album Soul for a Compass, this is Amy Henderson with a terrific version of the old Wailing song, The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond.
Let your hearts never fail.
Ship the Diamond from Amy Henderson's new album Soul for a Compass. I'm going to play you a track now by Eric Taylor, Louis Armstrong's Broken Heart. I think this is one of the best contemporary songs of the last 30 years. What's it about? Well, I think it's maybe about the sacrifices we sometimes have to make in the course of our work, of our professions, of our career. It is a beautifully sensitive song, and nobody sings it better than the man himself, Eric Taylor. And he's on tour in this country in a few days' time, and I'll give you details of that after this. Louis Armstrong's Broken Heart.
Place where the whistle blows and the brake man falls apart. The pocket watch and a bloody nose. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. Well, down the alley up in Birmingham, man, southern girls are smart. Well, it's one to take the money, one to count the money. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. You should have seen her dance with that old Frenchman, just as pretty as you please. All the dirty jokes, too blue to mention, and she could drink you to your knees. Every night but one, by God, she came on home with me. Should have seen her dance with that old Frenchman, just as pretty as you please. There's a pool room down in Mobile where they'll play you for your car. And it's nine balls and a dime. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. Well, the cat scratched at the gate latch, and it's a lucky man trailer park. She was the best thing about Alabama. She's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. She's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. You should have seen her dance with that old Frenchman, just as pretty as you please. All the dirty jokes, too blue to mention, and she could drink you to your knees. Every night but one, by God, she came on home with me. Should have seen her dance with that old Frenchman, just as pretty as you please. I know a place where the whistle blows and the brake man falls apart. Pocket watch and a bloody nose. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart.
Oh, one of my favourite songs of all time. Eric Taylor with Louis Armstrong's Broken Heart, and that's from his album Resurrect. He starts off his tour over here at the Red Room, Cookstown, Northern Ireland, on the 20th of this month. Then he goes on to Belfast, Dublin, Greystones, then comes across the water to Prestwich, just down the road from me, and I'm hoping to get and see that if I can. Then he's at Bristol, Manningtree, London, Reading, and then goes over to Holland to finish off his tour over here at the end of September. You can get all details from his website, which you can find by going through our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. You'll also find links through to every artist that's ever been on these shows. And it's also a kind of portal into the folk world. Loads and loads of great stuff there. I'm going to finish this particular show with another track from Kim Lowings and the Greenwood. The new album, Wild and Wicked Youth, is, I think, going to bring the lass right into the first division of the folk world. It is an immense piece of work. From it, this is Kim Lowings and the Greenwood with their version of Bold Riley.
Our anchor's away and our sails are all set. Bold Riley, oh Bold Riley, and the folks we're leaving we'll never forget. Bold Riley, oh, who's gone away. Goodbye, me sweetheart. Goodbye, me dear old. Bold Riley, oh Bold
Great stuff. Kim Loings and the Greenwood with Bull Riley from the new album, A Wild and Wicked Youth. I was lying to you because I've actually got time for one more track. That's not the last track in the show. And the one I'm going to play you now is from the new Bruce Cockburn album, Bone on Bone. Bruce Cockburn, great singer-songwriter, been going for ever so long, writing some great songs and producing lots of great albums. From his most recent album, this is his version of the old spiritual 12 Gates to the City. And a cracking, rocking version it is too. A fine way to end any show.
Should make 12 gates to the city.
Sir, 12 Gates to the City, Bruce Cockburn from his new album Bone on Bone, bringing the show to quite a nice conclusion. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Keep the faith, mind how you go, and whatever happens, always remember, a bird in the hand craps on your wrist. Ta-ra.